Hello. I don't see humans out here in the woods very often. What brings you all the way out here? Me? I'm a slime. Wasn't that obvious? I thought being transparent was a clear sign. Get it? Clear? Like my body's clear? Huh? What are you doing with that sword? Hey, don't just draw it. You should be careful with weapons. You could hurt somebody with that. Huh? You're going to fight me? But why? I didn't do anything wrong. Recently, at least. Huh. For experience and gold. Oh, not again. Those are just myths. You can't actually get strong just by fighting monsters. Being a strong adventurer is about hard work and dedication, not going around chopping people up. And we don't really drop gold when we die. I mean, I guess if I actually absorb some money, it might fall out of me if you cut me open, but... Ah! Hey! Don't actually try it. Listen, kiddo. I'm giving you one last chance. Trust me. You do not want to get into a real fight here, okay? So just put down the sword and... Now look what you've done. You took my whole arm off. I liked that arm. Oh. There. Good as new. Ugh. Having to regrow an arm is really uncomfortable, you jerk. Seriously. Stop swinging that thing around. You could hurt yourself. What's the big idea, anyway? What? Evil monster? Now that's just rude. I'll have you know I'm a perfectly good monster. Huh? You're gonna put a stop to my schemes? What schemes? I don't think I've ever schemed in my life. Oh. Stealing the villagers' crops, that, I may have done something like that, but it was only a little bit. And a few carrots isn't enough of a reason to start chopping limbs off a poor slimy girl just minding her own business. Now, are you going to keep swinging that sword around, or can we talk about this like civilized folk? Good. Now you ought to be ashamed of yourself. An adventurer should know better than to start hacking off limbs without talking to someone first. Oh, it's your first quest. And you thought monsters were bloodthirsty demons that would kill you as soon as they saw you? Aw, I had no idea. I could tell you were young, but I didn't realize this was your first time adventuring at all. Wow, you're really completely new to this, huh? Well, sit down here, and I'll tell you a bit. Come on. I don't bite, though I may suck a bit. Okay. Now, a couple things you need to know. First, not all monsters are bloodthirsty demons. I don't even like blood at all. I'm thirsty for something different. But we'll get back to that later. Anyway, most monsters are just like ordinary people. Like me. The only difference between us and humans is anatomy. So don't just assume every monster girl is your enemy, okay? Good. Now the second thing you really, really need to know is what happens when a human and a monster fight. First, the Great Treaty forbids monsters and humans from killing each other. Killing a member of another race is punishable by death. I mean, most murder is, so... It's not any different. Oh, don't look so scared. You were never actually going to kill me. See, we slimes aren't really vulnerable to swords. Like you saw, you can chop off one of our thinner limbs and we just grow them back. And if you try to stab us, most of us will just absorb the weapon. What's our weakness then? Well, slimes are water types, so our weakness would be... Hey! This isn't slime killing tutorial. I'm not going to reveal our weaknesses to you. Anyway, when a monster and a human fight, it's not about killing. It's about submission. See, by law, the winner of the fight gets to become the master of the loser. That's why I warned you against fighting me. Since you didn't win, technically I'm your owner now. By law, I could do whatever I want to you. Hey, don't pick up that sword. I just told you. Okay, great. Now you've stabbed me. I literally just told you what would happen. You're not the smartest adventurer, are you? Now I've got your sword and your hand stuck inside me. Don't try to pull free. Struggling will only make it worse. Hey! Ow! Stop that! You're gonna want... You poked a hole all the way through me, and now you've got your arm stuck in me for your trouble. Okay, first, I'll be confiscating that sword. And I'll be throwing it away. What? You obviously can't be trusted to handle it responsibly. And now I've got to regrow the hole you just poked in me. There we go. You know, I was going to let you go with just a lecture. But you've really tired me out. Normally, I just live off the water I absorb from vegetables, but having to regrow an arm and a hole through my stomach has left me so very hungry. No, relax, silly. I'm not going to eat you. I'm just going to suck you. Yes, you heard me right, cutie. I'm going to make you come. I'm going to make you squirt all your wonderful seed into me, and I'm going to absorb every single drop. That's the penalty for losing to a monster, girl. You don't lose your life. Instead, you get drained dry. And since the law makes the victor master over the loser, you'll become the sex slave of the monster you lose to. Kind of like you just lost to me. Oh, don't be scared, cutie. I'm not going to keep you permanently. I'll just feed until I'm satisfied. So work hard and give me your thickest, creamiest cum, and I'll let you go, okay? You look so stunned still. Well, I'll just start by using these tentacles to take off your clothes. No. No struggling. Come on, my tentacles don't feel that bad, do they? I bet they actually feel really nice when my cool slime trails across your body. Hey, I said stop struggling. If you're going to be a bad boy, then I'm going to have to pin you down. Well, don't say I didn't warn you. I'll just wrap my tentacles around your wrists and... Gotcha. Wow, you look really cute when I'm on top of you. I told you not to struggle, cutie. You're only making it harder for yourself. There's only one way this is going to end anyway. So why not enjoy yourself? Hey, what are you yelling about now? Oh, your clothes. Yeah, my slime is eating right through them. That happens. That's why I wanted you to take them off before we got started, silly. Now they're all gone. Oh, wow, you're already hard for me. Don't tell me you like being pinned by a monster girl like me. Does my little novice hero have a masochistic streak in him? All right, then. I'll take what I want now. Just lie back and enjoy. Or struggle, if that makes you happy. You're not going to get free anyway. Oh, yeah. It feels nice just to rub my body against you. You may only be a novice now, But I bet you're going to be a really strong, brave adventurer in the future. If you don't get addicted to slime massages first, that is. There. You're much more relaxed now. You're starting to enjoy yourself, aren't you? Wow, your face is so red. You're really, really cute, you know that? I think I'm ready now. In a minute, I'm going to open up for you, okay? I'm going to open up a hole down there for you to stick your cock in. There. Now I'm all ready for you. All you have to do is push your cock into my wet slime pussy. And I'll take care of the rest, okay? Go on. I know you want to. Your cock is so big and throbbing for me. Just imagine how good my slime will feel on it. So wet and squishy. Just imagine my slime swirling around you, pressing and massaging every single inch of that thick, pulsing cock. It feels unlike anything else, I promise. Yeah, that's right. Just move closer to my pulsing, dripping slime pussy. Come on, cutie. Put it in. Oh, yeah, that's right. Slowly press into me. Feel my slime yielding to you, molding to perfectly fit the shape of your cock. Don't stop now. You're already halfway in. Just keep pushing into me. Oh, yes. You're finally all the way inside me. Just relax a moment. Feel my slime molding itself around you. Did I just feel you twitch? You must really love my slime. And I've barely done anything yet. Okay. I'm gonna start moving now. First, I'll just swirl my slime around a bit. Oh, those moms are so cute. Now, I'll just move my hips a bit. Oh, your cock feels so good inside me. It's twitching so much. Ah, and your pre-cum is getting all mixed up with my slime. You've never been fucked by a monster girl before, have you? We're so much better than anything a human girl can give you. So, just give in to me. Give in to me and give me all your seed. Don't hold anything back. I beat you, so until I'm satisfied with you, you're all mine. All mine. My own little toy to play with. To drain. The fuck. You love it, cutie, don't you? You enjoy losing to a slime girl and becoming her toy. You love being a slave to my slime. Don't deny it, sweetie. Those wonderful moans spilling from your mouth tell the real story anyway. You don't need to pretend. You just need to enjoy. Lose yourself in my slime. Give yourself to me. Oh, gods, yes. Thrust into me. Just like that. Your moans are so fucking hot. Oh, I can feel you getting close. Oh, you're just thrusting so deep into me. Oh, you're gonna come, right? You're gonna fill me with your seed. Oh, do it. Do it. Do it for me. Come for me. Come for me. Oh, baby. Oh, don't you dare hold back. I own you. Give me what I want. I want your cum. I want it all. Give it to me. Give it to me, yes. You. Oh. 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 Oh, yeah, yeah. Empty all of that delicious cum into me. Give me everything. Oh, you came so much. Look at it all floating inside me. All those thick, delicious ropes of cum mixing with my slime. It tastes so good. Yeah, I can taste it. I taste things when I absorb them. And I can taste them with any part of my body. Not just like my mouth, like you humans do. I mean, I only have a mouth and tongue at all because you humans seem to like them so much. Anyway, don't worry about that. Just lie back and let me give you a nice slimy cuddle for a bit. Okay? Aww. You're adorable. You want to tell me something? What is it, cutie? Go on. You don't have to be nervous. You're first? Oh, you mean your first monster girl sex, right? I already knew that, silly. I'm your first period? Then you were a virgin? Oh dear. Oh, no, it's not a problem. You were great, it just, this makes things rather complicated. Well, you see, sex with a monster girl is a bit more intense than sex with a human girl. So much more that it starts to redefine what a boy knows as pleasure. Normally, it takes a while to rewrite a man's brain, but if their first sexual experience is with a monster girl, well, what I mean to say that if a human boy's first sex is with a monster girl, then it imprints on them. The boy becomes attached to them. Well, so they find it difficult to be satisfied with anything else afterwards. Oh, no, don't worry. It's not like I can control you or that you're only going to be able to have sex with me or anything, but you probably have developed a really, really intense slime fetish from this. This is really troublesome. You'll probably get addicted to me from now on. Well, I guess that's not too bad. I mean, if your task was to stop me from eating the village's vegetables, right? And if you're going to be coming out to me every day to get your cock sucked by my slime, then I certainly won't need their shriveled carrots to satisfy me. I'd really rather drink human seed anyway. Oh, wow, you actually look happy at the prospect of being drained by me every day. I got you good, didn't I? Well, this is probably the end of your adventuring career. There's no way you'll be able to resist slimes anymore, and an adventurer that can't even beat slimes is not much use to anyone. I mean, we're the lowest level monster girls there are, so it's fine? Really? Well, if you're happy, then I guess I am too. Huh? You fell asleep. Well, I guess I can beat your slimy pillow until you wake up. Sweet dreams, my little adventurer. I bet we'll be seeing each other a lot more in the future.